Good morning, Lee.
You've teamed up with another Northwest financial figure, I suppose, Daniel Crowe, and you've just released your book, Your Investment Philosophy. Tell us a little bit about it.
Absolutely. Yes, Daniel was instrumental in helping me to create this book. Really, I'm someone that's gathered a lot of information over a 42 career about financial markets, investor behaviour, etc.
So you've heard a lot and you've seen a lot over the journey.
Absolutely. Daniel, on the other hand, is very much a storyteller, a professional journalist by trade, who helped me to compile the information into what people are saying is quite a reasonable, readable, easy to digest book.
And the book is a guide to managing wealth and protecting it from fraudsters, marketers and doom merchants, which absolutely. It's unfortunate, but it's becoming increasingly common these days, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. If we firstly touch on, you know, the fraudster aspect of it, of course, in every facet of life, there are criminal elements. And sadly, across the globe, you know, fraudsters are becoming more and more capable. Technology is giving them opportunities to unfortunately take advantage of unsuspecting people. So, you know, we want to make sure that there's information, and we have made sure that there's information in the book to help people to understand the difference between promotion that might be valid and, in fact, a plot to relieve them of their hard-earned savings. In terms of the doomsayers, I've been watching for 42 years. There's been bad news every single year that might cause investors not to want to actually invest. Ironically, over that same 42 years, financial markets have actually delivered sound returns to investors that have stayed the course over that time. And when we look at marketers, I think it's important for every consumer, particularly of financial information, financial product information and the like, to know the difference between the information that's designed to genuinely help them or what's being promoted to sell product. And we see examples of that now, whether it be radio, newspaper, television, it doesn't matter what. But the financial institutions that do the promoting are only promoting what they think can sell. And that might not necessarily be in your best interest.
Mm. It is a commercial world out there after
Absolutely.
All, isn't it? And do you find that it's not necessarily the makeup of the elderly in our community too, because it affects right across the board of many age groups?
Absolutely. Whether it's a retiree that might be taken advantage of in a horrible swindle, or whether it's a young person that gets influenced by some promotion that really doesn't have any validity in the long term, the outcomes are both really sad. Mm. You know, wealth accumulated from a young age using sound principles will eventually see that young person, you know, financially very secure in their silver years, you know, towards the end of their lives. So it's just as important for the young as it is the middle-aged or the more mature to invest prudently and use methods that are proven to work.
And those that are listening this morning, perhaps the viewers of shows like A Current Affair, they hear all those bad stories, but unfortunately it's too late by the time they act. Prevention is better than a cure, isn't it?
Absolutely. The simple messages that are based on really strong academic research in the book are the sorts of things that investors should follow, and then they won't be on Current Affair. They won't be the ones that have fallen victim to, you know, false promises, fraudsters, or just methods that don't work.
Accountability is what we're talking about. You trace the investment markets in here as well. It does move around a lot, and knowledge helps a fair bit too, and the secret to investing.
Absolutely. Financial markets are not linear in any way. You know, volatility is something that has been in financial markets ever since public markets have been available. In fact, most of the senior people in the community that are aware of the time since World War II, there have been 17 different events where world share markets fell by more than 20%. 17 times in a period of 80 years. And so it's a regular occurrence. Every few years, there'll be volatility that people don't expect, can't be predicted, but they've got to deal with it, live through it, and in most instances, not react to it in an emotive way.
It's a new book which arms investors with the tools of success, because after all, that's what it's all about. And as we've spoken about this morning, Peter, it's all about the have and the have-nots, isn't it?
Yeah, we just want to make sure that the information and knowledge that we've gained over a very long time is available to anybody that wants it. And if they follow the simple lessons here, they'll make good choices with money. And ultimately, if they do, that'll allow them to spend more time with the people they care about doing the things they like and not worrying about money.
And there's great pages there on how to use the book. Have a bit of a look through. And how do we get a copy of the book too, Pat?
It's available on Amazon at $11.99. And anyone that wants to visit our office, there's plenty of copies there too.
Super price. And it's a great idea for Christmas too, because if it saves you a few dollars, that's probably the best Christmas present you'll ever get.
It'll be good for you in the long term, for sure.
Peter Mansell from Mansell Financial Group, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming in and tell us all about the book. I hope it all goes well.
Thanks, Lee.